Well, my number one priority is to be able to pass the public right to speak bill that we were able to get through the Senate last year, but not through the House. And it looks very good this year for making sure that in our statutes there's a specific right for the public to be heard before any taxing authority or any branches of government that are making decisions. Secondly, I have a bill to put some reasonable common sense limitations on the use of drones.
We've heard a lot about that.
Yeah, drone technology, like any technology, can be used for good purposes, and we want the government to be able to use it in that way. But I don't think that most Americans, you know, want to have hundreds of drones hovering in the sky, you know, monitoring the lawful activities of Floridians. So
I've seen some news organizations using them as well. Would that affect me as well as our police officers?
It would not. We're only dealing with government agencies.
Tell me a little bit about the student safety bill.
Well, I think that it's a huge priority to make sure that our students are as safe as they can be in schools. And the good news is that one of the safest places a young person can be is in school. In fact, sometimes safer than in their own homes. So I think that we want to just redouble our efforts, but I don't want to err on the side of turning our schools into fortresses where they're not public spaces. I think that the community and parents and our businesses should be welcome in our schools, but we have to at the same time do everything we can to make sure that the students are as safe as they can be.
Now, did I see a provision in there that there would also be a notification to private schools as well?
That's right. We've had the Catholic schools in particular have reached out to us to say that they would be put on equal footing with our public schools, and we're working with law enforcement to make that happen.
I see. Also, I think I talked with Representative Mayfield about this earlier, that you are a co-sponsor of the cancer treatment bill.
It seems to me that decisions about what type of treatment a citizen of Florida is going to get when they have cancer, that should be made by the doctor, by the medical team, and insurance companies that cover that service shouldn't discriminate whether that procedure is done orally or done through IV. And all this bill does is say there should be parity and that the decision on the best way to treat someone with cancer should be made by doctors and not the insurance company.
And you are chair of the Appropriations Committee this year. That's a huge responsibility.
Well, it's a great opportunity to make sure that Florida lives within its means the same way families and businesses do. And we want to set aside money for the future as well. So even though our revenues are up, we're not going to go on a spending spree. We're going to put away some of the money that's come in this year for future years because we're not sure how the economy in Florida will do, but we're very optimistic that better days are ahead.